Good morning. Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable and reliable web hosting. My name is Will Green and this is the news show for the 31st of October 2017. Halloween, of course. I don't know about yourself, but I'm getting a bit bored of this Facebook stuff. I'll kick off the show with a Russia-related Facebook story. So, the Russian link posts reached 126 million Facebook users in the US, Facebook has revealed. The social networking site said about 80,000 posts were produced before and after the 2016 presidential elections. Most of the posts focused on diverse and social and political messages. Facebook released the figures ahead of a Senate hearing where it, together with Twitter and Google, will detail Russia's impact on popular sites. Apple engineer fired. I think this is a bit harsh. Apple engineer fired over early iPhone 10 leaks. Or X. Is it iPhone 10 or iPhone X? I don't know. The YouTube video was shot on the Apple campus in September when the young woman met her father for lunch. The video was widely shared after being spotted by tech news sites and blogs that watch Apple. She said that her father was fired for breaking Apple's strict policy that bans filming on its campus. Apple has not yet confirmed that the man had been fired or not, and has not responded to a request for comment. That's harsh, isn't it? It's only a phone, and the poor man, and how bad must his daughter feel? So, there it is. So have a heart, Apple, and give him his job back. That's my advice. Moving on to YouTube. So, YouTube tweaks advertising algorithm. The update comes after YouTube made changes to the way the videos were monetized to stop ads appearing alongside extremist content. The change prompted complaints from some popular vloggers saying it made it hard for them to earn money. Well, the way I see it, if this new algorithm is helping keeping us safe and blocking extremist messages and videos, then that's a good thing. Yeah, good. That said, Heathrow probe after security files found on a USB stick. This is from the Mirror, has reported that a USB stick had 76 folders with maps, videos and documents, including details of measures used to protect the Queen. A man found it in West London and handed it to the paper. Oh, see, right. Didn't hand it to the police then. Heathrow said all of its security plans had been reviewed and it was confident the airport was secure. We have also launched an internal investigation to understand how this happened and are taking steps to prevent a similar occurrence in the future. I suppose the key to this story is stopping people putting files on USB sticks is the number one. Maybe they should do a check on people with USB sticks on the way out and see what's on them. Because losing a USB stick is a very easy thing to do, isn't it? I think we've all done it. Right, US stock slides as tech rally loses its steam. So I think they've been spooked. Wall Street has been spooked by all of this talk about Washington's long-running political drama as discussed at the start of this show. Yeah, but it'll bounce back. It always does. Also in the news, Samsung posted a record third quarter profit and are now searching for its new CEO. Well, Samsung are on a roll, aren't they? So they'll want somebody who's established within the company, obviously. Several company veterans are favourites to take over the role, including Kwon's so-called right-hand man, which is Kim Nam. The company, Samsung, booked record third quarter profits and strong demand for its memory chips. And finally in the news, I looked long and hard to dig up a ghosty related tech story and I came up with this one and I've just called it Haunted Technology. When modern technology combines with good old-fashioned ghostbusting, the result is a series of paranormal phone apps that might help the tech-savvy ghost hunters detect the otherworldly presence without the need for costly equipment. A number of spirit-seeking cell phone or mobile phone, smartphone apps have hit the market in the past few years, including EVP Analyzer, which records sounds believed to be the voices from beyond the grave, and Paranormal State EMF Detector, which scans electromagnetic fields for alleged spirits or ghosts, and Ghost Radar, a radar influence app said to use electromagnetic field vibrations and sounds to point the users towards the apparitions. So have a great Halloween night. My name has been Will Green. This has been part of the British Tech Network. Stay spooky.